Mom, would you like to read from Habakkuk?
Okay, this is Habakkuk's second complaint. O Lord, my God, my Holy One, you who are eternal, surely you do not plan to wipe us out. O Lord, our rock, you have sent these Babylonians to correct us, to punish us for our many sins. But you are pure and cannot stand the sight of evil. Will you wink at their treachery? Should you be silent while the wicked swallow up people more righteous than they? Are we only fish to be caught and killed? Are we only sea creatures that have no leader? Must we be strung up on their hooks and caught in their nets while they rejoice and celebrate? Then they will worship their nets and burn incense in front of them. These nets are the gods who have made us rich. They will claim, will you let them get away with this forever? Will they succeed forever in their heartless conquest? And
okay, thank you.
Okay.
Now, let's stop there. This is the opening chapter of the book, and just like we said, he's complaining. And who can blame him for what's going on in the nation? He learns about these Babylonians coming, and he's not happy about it. He's asking these questions that, you know, are very good questions. But as we see in Habakkuk 3, his heart is a changed heart. He's coming from a different perspective. Go ahead and read from us from Habakkuk chapter 3.
Verse 12. You marched across the land in anger and trampled the nations in your fury. You went out to rescue your chosen people, to save your anointed ones. You crushed the heads of the wicked and stripped their bones from head to toe. With his own weapons, you deceived those who rushed out like a whirlwind, thinking Israel will be easy prey. You trampled the sea with your horses, and the mighty waters piled high. I trembled inside when I heard this. My lips quivered with fear. My legs gave way beneath me, and I shook in terror. I will wait quietly for the coming day when disaster will strike the people who invade us. Even though the fig trees have no blossoms and there are no grapes on the vines, even though the olive crops fail and the fields lie empty and barren, even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in the God of my salvation. The sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes me as sure-footed as a deer, able to tread upon the heights.
Thank you. So we see a different Habakkuk in chapter 3. He's resigned to God's plan. Even though the flocks die in the fields and the cattle barns are empty, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. So he's not going to let circumstances dictate his love for God or have an effect on his worshiping of God. And I think that's the key lesson we all need to learn, is to not let our circumstances distract us or impede our worship of God. Because we want to hold on to what's natural. We want to hold on to our way of life as we see it, our expectations, like we talked about. So let's continue. Thank you, Mom.